Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Nidaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Daya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Ramana Radha Ramana Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Parama Jagachari Ashtadeva Sipasi Sipasi Osmai Grinsu Abhe Charanana Vinusura Vinanta Svamana Raja Oshila Pada Pada Ki Jai Pada Pada Ki Jai Nama Chaya Shila Pada Ki Jai Hari Rama Sankirtana Vijay Samaveta Mantra Vijay Gaurudena Vijay
do everything for us.
Yasya Bhakti Bhagavati Haro Nishre Yase Vare Sreshma Yashash Vare Vikridato Amritam Bodo King Sutrai Kato Katakai Katako Takai. We are trying our best. Yasya Bhakti Bhagavati Haro Nishreya Sheshvare
Haro Nishreya Sheshvare
Vikridatom Ritham Budo
Vikridatom Ritham Budo
King Shudraika Tukko Bhakai
King Shudraika Tukko
Bhakai Yasya Bhakti Bhagavati
Yasya Bhakti Bhagavati
Haro Nishreya Sheshvare
Haro Nishreya Sheshvare
Vikridatom Ritham Budo
Vikridatom Ritham Budo
King Chudraika Toko Dakai
King Chudraika Toko Dakai.
a little thing is turned off.
Is it the tower?
Just touch. I don't think that we Yes, yeah.
Oh, no. Bhakti. Rhythm is pushing. Bhagavati. Svevishnu Bhujanski Vichnas. Hara. Господина Хари. Нишрея Саи Сваре. Управителя върховското съвършенство живота или върховското освобождение. Викридатаха лива или се игра. Амритам бодо океан нектара. Ким каква е корист? Судрай от мали. Катака удакай ярака вода. Стих. Особа утемелена на преданом служенню Свевишнем господина Харија, господаре врхунске повольности, плива в океан нектара. От какве користи за нју вода у малим јаркунам? Смисла Шила Прабхупада. Бритрасура се ранее молио, Шримад Бхагаватам 6.11.25. Не желим погодности за срећену Брама Локи, Сварга Локи или Друга Локи, а да не говорим о овој земљи или нижим планетама. Једноставно желим да се вратим кући, назад Богу. To je odlučnost čistog bhakti. Čisti bhakta nikada nije provučen ni jednim uzvišenim položajem u ovom materijalnom svetu. Jednostavno želi da se druži sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću kao stanovnici Vrindavana, Šrimati Radharani, Gopije, Krišni otac i majka, Nanda Maharadža i Jašoda, Krišnini prijatelji i Krišnini slugi. Želi da se druži sa Krišnjanom atmosferom lepote Vrindavana. To su najviše ambicije Krišnjanog bhakti. Bhakti gospodina Višnje mogu težiti za položajem u Vajkunte Loki, ali Krišnjan bhakta nikada ne teži čak ni za udobnosti na Vajkunte. Želi da se vrati na Goloka Vrindavan i da se druži sa gospodinom Krišnjom u njegovom večnom zabavljanju. Svaka materijalna sreća je kao voda u jarku, dok je duhovna sreća koja se večno uživa u duhovnom svetu kao okean nektara u kome bhakta želi plivati.
A person fixed in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord Hari, the Lord of the highest auspiciousness, swims in the ocean of nectar. For him, what is the use of the water in small ditches?
Osoba utemeljena u predanom služenju svevišnjem gospodinu, Harija, gospodara vrhunske pogodnosti, pliva u okeanu nektara. I kako je koristi za nju voda u malim jakovima?
In his purpose, Srila Prabhupada says that a devotee is never attracted to any exalted position within this material world.
U smislu, Šrila Prabhupada kaže da čisti bhakta nikada nije privučen nijednim uzvišenim položajem u ovom materijalnom svetu.
Such a devotee simply wants to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead like the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, Gopis, Krishna's father and mother, Krishna's friends and Krishna's servants.
Takav bhakta on jednostavno želi da se služi, da se druži sa svevišnjom božanskom ličnošću poput stanovnika Vrindavana, Šrimati Radharani, Gopije, Krišnin otac i majka, Krišnini prijatelji i Krišnini sluge.
When he says that such a devotee also wants to enter the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan, he wants to associate with Krishna's atmosphere of Vrindavan's beauties.
I onda on isto kaže da Bhakti jednostavno želi da uđe u tu prelepu atmosferu Vrindavana i želi da se služi sa tom atmosferom, lepoti u Vrindavanu.
And he says, these are the highest aspirations of the devotee.
I onda on kaže da su to najviše, najviše težnje Krišnine Bhakti.
Today I want to invite all of you to enter into the world of Krishna.
Ja danas želim sve da vas pozovem da uđete u svet Krišna.
I think it is very important to sometimes actually to, I personally think to all the time think of our spiritual goal.
Ja mislim da je ponekad važno, u stvari ja lično mislim da je uvek važno misliti na naš duhovni cilj.
We make so many endeavors.
Mi pravimo tako puno napora.
Control our senses and not do the things which materialists do. Sexual relationships just as much as possible. We don't do that.
Naprimjer, mi pravimo napore da kontrolišemo naše čula, da ne radimo stvari koje materialističke naklonjene osobe rade, pa naprimjer ti seksualni odnosi, znači to je nešto što ne radimo.
In the face of so many obstacles which are even within our own mind, we are trying to keep our sadhana, our spiritual practice alive and well. It's an effort.
I kada se suočavamo sa toliko puno prepreka, čak i u svom našem sopstvenom umu, onda mi moramo da se držimo naše sadhane.
When I look at you, I look at people who make an effort.
I kada pogledam u vas, onda vidim ljude koji prave neki napor.
What is the result which we want to obtain?
I koji je rezultat koji mi želimo da dostignemo?
It's very important that we think about this which is called in Sanskrit satya, the goal of our practice.
I veoma je važno da mislimo na ono što se na sanskritu naziva sadhya, odnosno cilj naše duhovne prakse.
And it's very important that we get strength from this satya, this mystical spiritual perfection which we wish to achieve.
I jako je bitno da dobijemo snagu iz te sadje, iz tog mističnog duhovnog iskustva koje mi želimo da postignemo.
Yesterday we spoke about the need of bhakti bala, that is the strength of devotion.
I juče smo govorili o potrebi da dobijemo bhakti bala, da dobijemo tu snagu predanog služenja.
This strength will come when you hear about Krishna and his wonderful dealings with his devotees, which are so full of love.
I ta snaga će doći onda kada slušamo Krišni, kada slušamo o odnosima koje on ima sa svojim bhaktama koji su prepuni ljubavi.
This bhakti bala or the strength of bhakti is not something material.
I ta bhakti bala, ta snaga bhakti, to nije nešto što je materialno.
We can get material strength by maybe practicing weightlifting, and we can get mental strength by sentimental imaginations or any types of imaginations and visualizations.
I mi možemo dobiti materijalnu snagu u time što možda dižemo tegove, ili možemo dobiti mentalnu snagu putem neke sentimentalne imaginacije ili također putem neke vizualizacije.
Scientists have found out if you fix your mind on a goal and you just believe in it, you visualize it, that is you see it before your eyes, then you will reach it.
Naučnici su otkrili da ako fiksirate svoj um na svoj cilj i ako onda to vizualizirate, ako to jednostavno imate pred svojim očima, vidite sebe, onda je to nešto što ćete dostići.
They cite this example of this man who had a fracture in the spine, which was, the spine was cracked at two places. That means he will never ever be able to move his hands, what to speak of walking.
I naučnici često daju taj primjer osobe koja imala dva loma u svojoj kičmi i takva osoba, znači, nije postala nikakva šansa ni da pomera ruke, a kamoli da hoda.
This man had an airplane crash. That's why he broke his spine.
I ta osoba, njemu se dogodila avionska nesreća i zato je polomio kičmu.
But you know, so the doctor said, your life is finished.
I onda su doktori rekli, tvoj život je završen.
But be happy, you can still look TV.
Ali budi srećen, pošto još uvijek možeš da gledaš televiziju.
But he said, no, by in half a year I will walk out of this hospital. And he did it.
Ali on je rekao, ne, ja ću za 6 mjeseci izaći iz ove bolnice hodajući, i to je uradio.
He is now a hero of the new age scene.
I on je sada junak the new age scene.
Because he proved that if you believe strongly enough in something and you visualize yourself doing that, it will become a reality.
Zato što on dokazao da ako snažno veruješ u nešto i ako vidiš sebe kako to radiš, onda će to postati stvarnost.
Many of us don't believe strongly in something and we also don't see that something before our eyes, and then our life will remain the way it is.
A mnogi od nas ne veruju snažno u nešto i ne vide to pred sobom, i baš zbog toga naš život će ostati upravo onako kakav je.
Now in Krishna consciousness we are actually presenting a picture of the spiritual world, and we are presenting examples who have reached it so that you can develop strong faith.
I u svesnosti Krišna ono što radimo jeste da prikazujemo duhovni svet i kako stvari tamo izgledaju, tako da bi ste mogli da ostvarite sliku kako to da dostignete.
Without a clear picture of the spiritual world and the faith that you can attain contact there, your spiritual life will remain theoretical.
Bez te jasne slike o tome kako izgleda duhovni svet i bez vere da to možete dostići, vaš duhovni život ostaje samo teorija.
But in order to clearly see the spiritual world before us and to gain faith in these descriptions, we just can't imagine it ourselves. We do need the help from realized devotees who tell us what they see.
Znači, kako bismo imali pred sobom jasnu sliku duhovnog sveta i kako bismo imali veru da to možemo da dostignemo, ne možemo to jednostavno da zamišljamo, nego imamo primere uzvišenih bhakta i imamo pred sobom kako to oni vide.
In Bosnia in the mountains I just finished to read a wonderful, wonderful, highly inspiring literature. It's called Sri Chaitanya Chikshamrita, The Instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's so good, such a good book.
I ja sam u planinama u Bosni upravo završio jednu predivnu knjigu koja je jako, jako inspirativna i koja se zove Sri Chaitanya Chikshamrita. Napisao je Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, znači to su uputstva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And there he makes the point that if you wish to attain Krishna consciousness, you have to meditate while you chant about your spiritual goal.
I on u toj knjizi daje tu snažnu poentu da ako želite da dostignete svoj cilj, onda morate da meditirate dok mantrate.
When you do your service, you do need to have a goal.
I kada radite svoju službu, onda morate da imate cilj.
When you make an effort, in other words, you need to have a goal.
Odnosno, drugim rečima, kada radite neki napor, morate imati pred sobom cilj.
I would like to prove this. Please give me this computer.
Sada ću vam to pokazati.
What do you see?
Šta vidite?
What type of computer?
Znači, koji tip kompjutera?
Amala Hari nam saw an Apple computer.
Znači, Amala Hari nam probao je video Apple computer.
Do you know that the inventor of this machine, which is so expensive and which has conquered the world, was once a bhakta who washed pots in the Boston temple?
A da li znate da je osoba koja je pronašla ove kompjutere i koja je se proslavio sa širom sveta tim jako, jako skupim napravama, da je on jednom nekada bio je bhakta u bostonskom templu?
His name was Steve Jobs and he got it all wrong.
I njegovo ime je Steve Jobs i on je to sve pogrešno shvatio.
While he was, he describes, while he was washing, while he was doing the service, he thought of how he could become rich. And his sadhana, his spiritual practice, gave him this. Terrible!
I onda znači, dok je on radio svoju službu, on je jednostavno razmišljao o tome kako može da postane bogat. I onda mu je njegova duhovna praksa, njegova sadhana mu je upravo to i dala. To je užasno.
Some of you, when you do your spiritual practice, you also think of, I don't want to give examples, something which may not be, which may be in the category of Stephen Jobs' meditation.
I znači, isto i neki od vas kad radite svoju službu, isto razmišljate o nekim stvarima koje ne želim ni da imenujem, a nalaze se u toj kategoriji Stephena Jobsa.
And if your meditation is strong enough, you will get it.
I ako je vaša meditacija dovoljno jaka, onda ćete to i dobiti.
Of course, a little karma has to be also there.
A naravno, mora to da bude i malo karma.
So, in spiritual life, we need to meditate about our goal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this very clear.
Znači, u duhovnom životu moramo da meditiramo na svoj cilj i Bhaktivinoda Thakur to jako jasno daje.
Srila Prabhupada has given us a help in his purport. He says, he talks about the spiritual world and the loving relationships which are there between Krishna and the devotees. In other words, he talks about the ocean of nectar which is there in the Bhagavatam.
I znači, Šila Prabhupada on nam pomaže sa ovim svojim smislom i tu govori o, daje nam sliku duhovnog sveta, govori o tim odnosima punim ljubavi među stanovnicima Vrindavana i odnosno govori o tom okeanu nektara koji se nalazi u Bhagavatamu.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, which you must read, it's so good, a clear meditation about the spiritual world. But before he says you can start, you have to think about a few things.
Znači, ono što Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje u toj knjizi koja je stvarno predivna i koju morate da pročitate, zove se Čajtanja Šikšamrita, on nam daje sliku duhovnog sveta, sliku tog cilja, ali postoje nekoliko stvari na koje morate da obratite pažnju pre nego što možete da razmišljate o tom cilju.
You have to remember the Krishna's name and his associates in the abode are purely spiritual, it's not material.
Ono što morate da imate na umu jeste da su Krišna i osobe koje su sa njim u duhovnom svetu, da su oni potpuno duhovni, da nema ništa materijalno u vezi sa njima.
And to believe in the spiritual quality of Krishna's name and form and this, and to believe in this reality is not blind faith like the faith in the material world.
I da bismo verovali u tu duhovnu realnost, u Krišnino ime i u njegov oblik, potrebna nam je vera, ali ta vera se razlikuje od vere u materijalnom svetu.
No, he says, these are direct perceptions of the supreme truth which take place in the hearts of the devotees.
On kaže da se tu radi o direktnom opažanju svevišnje istine koje se nalazi u srcu čistih bhakta.
The devotees don't believe in Krishna. They know that there's Krishna.
Bhakte ne veruju u Krishnu. Oni znaju da Krishna postoji.
They have experienced him.
I oni su, oni imaju nekako iskustvo.
And in my seminars I will talk a little bit about the experience of Krishna for devotees on our level.
I ja ću na svojim seminarima govoriti o tome kako možemo da iskusimo Krišnu, ali na našem nivou.
This faith that there is Krishna and there is the spiritual world and it's spiritual,
it's an ocean of nectar, is the qualification for you to enter into the palace of bhakti.
I ova vera u Krišnu, u duhovni svet, to da su oni duhovni, ta vera u taj okean nektara, to je u stvari kvalifikacija za vas da uđete u taj okean nektara,
yes,
u duhovni svet.
Just a few, maybe a week ago, the months of Purushottam ended, and we were so happy. We didn't have, we lived in the mountains, and we followed the vows of the Purushottam mass.
I pre samo nekoliko nedelja završio se Purushottam mesec, a mi smo bili tako srećni da smo živjeli u planinama I da smo mogli da pratimo sve zavete Purushottam meseca.
Every day we took a bath in the Ganga.
A svakog dana bi bismo se okupali u Gangi.
That's why we look now totally different. We have bathed every day for one month in the Ganga.
I to je razlog zbog koga sada izgledamo potpuno drugačije, zato što smo se ceo jedan mesec svakog dana kupali u Gangi.
And with great happiness we followed a meditation of Krishna where you go into the heart area and you see first the sun, the moon and the fire and then Krishna coming out of it.
I onda smo čitavih tih mjesec dana meditirali na Krišnu tako što bismo jednostavno otišli u predao srca I onda bismo tu vidjeli prvo sunce, onda mjesec, onda vatru I najzad Krišnu kako izlazi.
But what we considered our best and most intense practice was to chant and read every day the complete 15th chapter of the Gita.
Ali ono što smo smatrali našom najboljom praksom u tom periodu jeste da smo svakog dana pevali I čitali 15. Poglavlje Bhagavad Gita.
And there Lord Krishna in the 6th verse talks about his spiritual world and Prabhupada gets so fired up about this that he said one should be fascinated or captivated by this information and should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world.
I onda Šila znači u šestom pevanju je dato u šestom stihu je dat opis duhovnog sveta I onda Šila Prabhupada on postaje tako želi da nam to prenese I kaže da osoba treba da bude fascinirana, da treba da bude očarana tom informacijom I da treba da želi da se prenese u taj duhovni svet.
It's possible to go there.
I moguće je otići tamo.
You can go there.
I svi vi možete da odete tamo.
You can go into an area where there's only love and where this terrible knot in the heart which always drives you to achieve this, to look like this, to grasp for this, this knot is over.
I možete otići na to mjesto gdje postoji ljubav I gdje taj materijalni čvor koji imamo u srcu I koji nas tera da izgledamo na neki način, da postignemo ovo ili ono, taj čvor je tamo gotov, završen.
No more death for you, Amala Harinam Prabhu.
Nema više smrti za tebe, Amala Harinam Prabhu.
It's good, very fascinating.
I to je jako dobro, to je stvarno fascinantno.
No more computers.
Nema više kompjutera.
And increasing ecstasy.
I ekstaza koja se uvek povećava.
In relation to Krishna.
U odnosu sa Krishnom.
Krishna inspires us, he says, Natat bashayate suyo na shashanka na pavakaha yadgatvana nivatante tadama paramamama. He says, that supreme abode of mine, my home, is not illumined by the sun or the moon, nor by fire or electricity.
I Krishna nam daje inspiraciju I kaže da to svevišnje prebivalište, da njegova kuća, da ona nije obasjana niti suncem, niti mesecom, niti vatrom, niti električnom strujom.
And then he says, then he takes care of a doubt, because you may think I may go there, but then I have to come back to this world of death. He said, no, 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 no. Those who reach this realm will never return to this material world.
A onda se on čak brine i za tu sumnju, ako mislite, ja, šta ako odem tamo i onda moram da se vratim opet ovde. On kaže, ne, ne, oni koji dostignu to moje svevišnje prebivalište, oni se nikada ne vraćaju u ovaj svet.
However, you know, when Krishna said, the sun cannot illuminate it, nor the moon, nor the fire and electricity, he makes a very subtle point to us.
A onda kada Krišna kaže da taj svet ne obasjavaju ni sunce, ni mesec, ni vatra, ni elektricitet, on u stvari daje nam jednu jako subtilnu poentu.
It means you can't see the spiritual world with your eyes, present eyes.
To znači da sa ovim očima koje sada posjedujete ne možete videti duhovni svet.
It means you can't think about it with your present mind.
To znači da ne možete razmišljati o njemu sa svojim sadašnjim umom.
And it means you can't even speak about it.
I znači da ne možete čak ni da govorite o njemu.
We are spiritually blind and deaf and can't talk about it.
I znači mi smo duhovno slepi, gluvi i ne možemo ni da pričamo o njemu.
We have forgotten who we are.
Mi smo zaboravili ko smo mi.
And even worse, we have started to identify with something which we are not.
A što je još gore, počeli smo da se identifikujemo sa tim nečim što mi nismo.
The sun is in charge of seeing.
Sunce, ono je zaduženo za gledanje.
So when Krishna, you need the sun to see.
Zato što nam je potrebno sunce da bismo
videli. But the rays of the sun don't go to the spiritual world. That means you can't see it with these eyes.
Ali zraci sunca, oni ne dospevaju duhovni svet, znači da ne možete da vidite duhovni svet ovim očima.
The moon is in charge of your thoughts.
Mesec, on je zadužen za vaše misli.
You need the moon to think. If there's no moon, you stop thinking.
I potreban vam je mesec da biste razmišljali, inače ako nema meseca, ne možete ni razmišljati.
The moon is also in charge of emotions.
I mesec. Mesec je isto zadužen za osjećanja.
You know this when you go in the moon. It's like this.
Znate onda kada odete na mesečinu, onda jednostavno osjećanja krenu.
But the moon doesn't shine there, this material moon which you know.
Ali mesec, ovaj materijalni mesec koji vi poznajete, on tamo ne sjaji.
Fire or electricity is in charge of your speech.
A vatra ili električna struja, oni su zaduženi za vaš govor.
I think you know this when you are fired up. You know, we say like this, you speak like anything.
I mislim da znate to, jer kada ste onako, mi kažemo, zapaljeni, onda pričate kao navijeni.
But the fire and electricity doesn't go there to the spiritual world.
Ali ta vatra, elektricitet, oni ne dospevaju do duhovnog sveta.
Then how can I know about your place, Krishna, which I want to achieve?
Onda, Krishna, kako ja mogu da doznam o tom tvom duhovnom svetu koje ja želim da dostignem?
You have to hear from the devotees.
Moraš da čuješ od bhakta.
And by hearing from devotees, an impression comes into your heart.
A slušajući bhakte, određena impresija, utisak će se stvoriti u tvom srcu.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives an example which will make you blush.
A Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur, on daje jedan primjer koji će načiniti da pocrvenite.
He says, when you hear from those who feel for something, their feeling will come for that something will come into your heart easier than the something will come in your heart.
On kaže da kada čujete od neke osobe koja ima osjećanja za neku stvar, onda će ta osjećanja i ta stvar lakše doći u vaše srce nego sama stvar po sebi.
And he gives an example.
I onda on daje primjer.
When you are together with men who are attached to women.
Kada ste zajedno sa muškarcima koji su vezani za žene,
you become much more attached to the women than if you are directly together with women.
Onda postanete mnogo više vezani za žene nego da ste vi lično sa ženom.
Therefore, spiritualists know they will not have too much association with materialists because by this association with the materialists, you also become materially affected.
I zato osobe koje vode duhovni život, one znaju i ne žele da se druže sa osobama koje su materialistički naklonjene, jer znaju da će to druženje uticati na njih.
We have seen this in Serbia when we were preaching like a wildfire with the Nityananda grupa.
I mi smo to mogli da vidimo u Srbiji kada smo propovedali kao poput divlje vatre sa Nityananda grupom.
We became very popular and therefore we had contacts also with material musicians.
Mi smo postali jako popularni i onda smo imali kontakte sa muzičarima u materijalnom svetu.
And these were different people than we were.
I to su bile osobe različite od nas.
Very attached to success and these things.
Koje su bile jako vezane za materijalni uspeh, za slične stvari.
And we could see how we were also slowly becoming influenced by this as too much association with worldly people and with worldly concepts.
I onda smo mi mogli da primetimo kako i mi polako postajemo sve više, kako na nas sve više utiču te svetovne ideje, ti svetovni koncepti.
I think you know, when you are with materialists, they will show you, wow, look at this, you know, toll-free wristwatch.
I onda možda i sami znate, kada ste s materialistima, oni će vam pokazati, ej, pogledaj ovo, evo ga, ručni sat koji možeš kupiti bez ikakve carine.
And then they have their TV and they go, look at this video. These are Californian women. Look at this.
I onda će ta osoba reći, pogledaj ovo što imam na svom videu. Ovo su žene iz Kalifornije, samo pogledaj.
Californian men.
Ili muškarci iz Kalifornije.
Yes. And you know, when you are in this association where they think, speak and eat about materialism, you also become influenced.
I onda kada se nalazite u takvom društvu sa osobama koji jednostavno sve vrijeme govore, pričaju o materializmu, onda i vi postanete padnete pod utjecaj toga.
Because they carry the object in their heart, material objects or material goals, and the strong feeling of attachment for these objects.
Zato što takve osobe u svom srcu nose materijalni objekat i također jaku vezanost za te materijalne objekte.
So then you start, when these two things are in place, you start to relate to these objects.
I onda kada su te dve stvari prisutne, onda počinje vaš odnos sa tim stvarima, sa tim objektima.
This is a negative example which Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur gives about things we must avoid on our spiritual path.
I to je u stvari negativni primjer koji Vishvana Chakravarti Thakur daje o stvarima koje mi treba da izbjegavamo na našem duhovnom putu.
But he draws a spiritual principle from this, which is to associate with devotees who are attached to Krishna.
Ali onda on iz ovog primjera izlači princip koji bismo trebali da sledimo u duhovnom životu, a to je da se družimo sa onima, sa osobama koje su vezane za Krishna.
And this Krishna kata, best is even if it's done in Vrindavan. This will give, and this hearing from devotees will put an impression in your dead heart.
I ta Krishna kata, to slušanje o Krishni koje je najbolje ako se radi u Vrindavanu, onda će ta Krishna kata napraviti određeni utisak u vašem srcu.
Some attachment will go in your heart for Krishna.
I neka vezanost će se pojaviti u vašem srcu vezano za Krishna.
And my dear devotees, Krishna consciousness is very easy. It's just one principle. Transfer the attachment you have for the junk to Krishna.
I moji dragi bhakte, svesnost Krishna, ona je jako laka ako sledite taj jedan princip. Znači, trebate tu svoju vezanost koju imate za đubre da preusmerite na Krishna.
Very simple.
To je jako jednostavno.
Become attached.
Postanite vezani.
This attachment to Krishna will save you.
I ta vezanost za Krishnu će vas spasiti.
If you want to cut the material world with the axe of a detachment, like Krishna says in the beginning of the 15th chapter.
Ako znači želite da presečete vezan za ovaj materijalni svet tom oštricom, sekirom odvojenosti, onda je to jednostavno jako lako i Krišna daje uputstvo kako to da uradite na početku 15. poglavlja.
You need to become more attached to Krishna.
Treba da postanete još više vezani, ali za Krišnu.
If you want to say no to glupost,
ako želite da kažete ne gluposti,
you want to say no to Maya,
ako želite da kažete ne Maji,
you must enthusiastically shout out yes to Krishna.
Onda morate entuzijastično da kažete da Krišni.
Only when your yes is a strong yes will you be able to say no to Maya.
I onda samo kada je to vaše da snažno da, onda ćete biti u stanju da kažete ne svoj Maji.
Maya is very intelligent.
Maja je jako inteligentna.
She doesn't listen to your words, she listens to your heart.
Ona ne sluša vaše reči, ona sluša vaše srce.
Hare Krishna. So with this said, let us now enter the forest of Vrindavan.
I sada kada smo ovo rekli, hajde da sada uđemo u šumu Vrindavana.
When Krishna became 6 years old,
kada je Krišna napunio 6 godina,
his father celebrated a festival.
Onda je njegov otac napravio festival.
Gopastami.
Gopastami.
The day of the cows.
Dan krava.
And on this day, Nanda Maharaj gave Krishna Balaram the responsibility to take care of the grown-up cows and calves.
I onda na taj dan, onda je Nanda Maharaj dao Krišni i Balaramu tu odgovornost da se od tada brinu za krave koje su već odrasle.
Previously, when Krishna and Balaram were just under 6 years old, that is under the Pukanda age, they were too small to take care of the bulls. They took care of the calves, which were running around the house.
A pre toga, kada su Krišna i Balaram, kada su bili mlađi od 6 godina, onda su se oni jednostavno brinuli za te, za tu telad koje su trčala oko kuće.
But now they were 6.
Ali sada, sada su napunili 6 godina.
So, on that day, Mother Yashoda wanted to give Krishna sandals made of jewels so that his soft feet would not be hurt as he would go for cow herding into the forest of Vrindavan.
I onda na taj dan, onda je majka Jašoda želela da da Krišni sandale koje su napravljene od dragulja, tako da se njegova nežna stopala ne bi povredila kada bi on šetao šumom Vrindavana.
And she arranged also for a first class servant to go along with Krishna and hold an umbrella to shade him from the strong and piercing midday sun.
I onda isto također napravila aranžman da jedan prvoklasni sluga ide sa Krišnom i da drži suncobran nad njim kako ga to snažno sunce ne bi dotaklo.
But Krishna said, Mother, I can only accept these shoes if you give jeweled shoes to all of my cows and calves and bulls and a servant for each one of them with an umbrella.
I onda je Krišna rekao, moja draga majko, ja mogu da prihvatim te sandale koje imaš za mene samo pod jednim uslovom. Ako imaš iste takve sandale, dragulja, za sve moje krave i za svu moju telad i za sve bikove, iako za svakog od njih imaš po jednog slugu da im drži suncobran.
Yashoda said, 900,000 cows you have.
A onda je majka Yashoda rekla, pa imaš 900,000 krava.
Times 4.
Puta 4.
She didn't have a calculator.
Nije imala.
How will we have so many jewel shoes?
Pa kako ćemo da imamo toliko puno sandala napravljenih od dragulja?
And Krishna said, okay, then I cannot accept your shoes because I cannot accept more than my cows get.
I onda je Krišna rekao, u redu, onda ne mogu da prihvatim te sandale koje imaš za mene, jer ne mogu da prihvatim više nego što će moje krave dobiti.
Now on the evening when the cows heard this,
i onda te večeri kada su krave to čule,
the Krishna had not accepted these wonderful shoes because of them.
Da Krišna nije htio da prihvati te predivne sandale samo zbog njih.
All the cows ran into the area of Vrindavan and with their hooves they smashed all the rocks to find pulver so that Krishna would not hurt his stopalas.
I onda su se one rastrčale po čitavom Vrindavanu i onda su svojim kopitima, onda su svo kamenje koje se nalazilo po Vrindavanu pretvorile u sitan prah kako se Krišna ne bi povredio kada hoda.
Now as Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, now his feet would leave very, very distinct marks in the sand, because Krishna was a little heavier now. He was six, don't forget this.
I onda sada kada je Krišna krenuo kroz šumu Vrindavana, onda je on u toj prašini ostavio onako prilično upečatljive, vidljive otiske stopala, jer ne zaboravite, sad je već imao 6 godina i bio već malo teži.
Before Krishna turned 6, his footprints could not be seen in the dust.
A pre nego što je napunio 6 godina...
So clearly.
Pre nego što je napunio 6 godina, ti otisci stopala nisu mogli biti tako jasno vidljivi u prašini.
But now his footprints could be seen, especially the flag.
A sada su njegovi otisci stopala mogli biti jako jasno vidljivi, a specijalno zastava.
And the flag is very important on Krishna's foot.
A zastava, ona je jako važna na Krišnim stopalima.
You will hear this in the minute.
I sad ćete za minutu jedno čuti zašto.
When the forest of Vrindavan saw Krishna is coming, every tree and everything of the forest began to think of slujba for Krishna.
I kada je šuma Vrindavana čula da Krišna dolazi, onda je čitava šuma, sva biće u njoj, oni su svi počeli da misle o tome kako da služe Krišnu.
The forest pleased the ears of Lord Krishna by the chirping of the birds and the humming of the bees.
I onda je šuma Vrindavana pružila zadovoljstvo Krišni, to jest njegovim ušima, time što su ptičice cvrkutale, pčele su zujele.
And the sense of touch was pleased by the wind who carried drops of refreshing water to the skin of Lord Krishna so that he glistened.
A onda njegovo čulo dodira je bilo zadovoljeno na taj način što je vetar nosio kapljice vode koje su onda padale na njega i on je sav blistao.
Yes. So it's a long description about Krishna and the forest of Vrindavan.
To je jako dug opis Krišne i šume Vrindavana.
While Krishna was engaging in his pastimes, he would be very careful to conceal or hide his opulences at the Lord of Lakshmi.
I dok je Krishna imao svoje zabave, on je bio jako pažljiv da sakrije svoje obilje i to da je on gospodar Lakshmi.
Only sometimes it would come out.
I samo ponekad to bi se pojavilo.
Would you like to hear when it comes out?
I da li biste želeli da čujete kada su ti trenuci kada se to pojavi?
You will hear now a sudden change in the lila.
Sada ćete čuti o jednoj iznenadnoj promjeni u lili.
You will hear now a type of lila which is very important for us as conditioned souls to hear.
I sada ćete čuti jednu vrstu zabave koja je jako bitna za nas kao uslovljene duše da je slušamo.
When we hear about the sweetness of Krishna, because our tongues and ears are so covered, we just can't relate to it.
Kada mi čujemo o Krišninoj slatkoći, zato što su naši jezik i uši toliko prekriveni, mi jednostavno ne možemo da ostvarimo odnos sa time.
Therefore Krishna's naimitika lila, that means the occasional lilas of killing demons, is unavoidable for us conditioned souls.
I upravo iz tog razloga Krišnine naimitika zabave, odnosno te zabave ubijanja demona, one su neizbežne za nas.
On this one day which I want to talk about, Krishna's friends came to him.
I ovog dana o kome ja želim da govorim, Krišnini prijatelji, oni su došli kod njega.
O Krishna, Krishna, and Balaram, in the forest, which lies in the western direction, no, eastern direction, Talavan, there are wonderful fruit trees. Can you smell the breeze of the fruits?
I onda su oni rekli, o Krišna, Krišna i Balaram, na istočnoj strani Vrindavana nalazi se šuma koja se zove Talavan i osjećate i ovaj vetar koji donosi miris tog voća.
I think you, we are very hungry, we want to eat these fruits.
A mi smo jako gladni, mi želimo da jedemo to voće.
But there is a problem.
Ali postoji problem.
There is this demon Dinokasura who has eaten men while they were alive. Ah, ah, don't eat me! Ah.
Zato što tamo postoji taj demon koji se naziva Dinokasura i on je takav da čak jede ljude koji su još uvek živi.
He has taken the shape of a donkey.
On je uzeo oblik magarca.
A meat-eating donkey.
Magarca koji jede meso.
A human meat-eating donkey.
I to ne obično meso, nego ljudsko meso.
And he guards this sweet tall tree with a band of his associates.
I on čuva te to slatko tal voće sa bandom svojih drugara.
But we are very hungry and for you it's not a problem.
Ali mi smo jako gladni, a za tebe to nije problem.
The cowherd boys were not really hungry, but they wanted Krishna to eat these fruits which were so good, but because they knew Krishna would only go if it would be for them, they said, we are hungry. It was a trick to get Krishna there.
A dečaci pastiri u stvari nisu bili gladni, nego su oni mislili da je Krishna taj koji bi trebao da jede to slatko voće i onda su napravili taj trik jer su znali da će Krishna samo zbog njih otići tamo.
Krishna looked at Balaram and laughed very loudly.
I onda je Krishna pogledao Balarama i onako na glas se nasmejao.
How can a donkey be so powerful that we have to be afraid?
Kako je to moguće da magarac može da bude tako moćan da ga se mi plašimo?
So they went around noon time to Talavan.
I oni su oko podneva otišli u Talavan.
Balaram, who's very strong, took one of the trees and started to shake it.
I onda Balaram, koji je jako snažan, on je uhvatio jedno drvo i počeo da ga tresi.
And the shaking became so powerful that even the earth shook.
I onda je to njegovo, to kako je tresao, postalo je tako snažno da je počela i čitava zemlja da se tresa.
And the fruits came falling down like a rain shower.
I onda je to voće poput pljuska kiše palo na zemlju.
Dinokasura, who was just resting because it's about midday time, heard this sound. Someone has come into the forest and destroys my fruit trees.
I onda Dinokasura, koji je upravo u to vreme odmarao, zato što je bilo podnevno, podne, onda je on to čuo i uznemirio se. Neko je došao u šumu i dira moje voće.
And he came out of the forest, galloping towards Krishna and Balaram. He had a huge form.
I onda kada je izašao iz šume i galopirao ka Krišni Balaramu, imao je ogroman oblik, ogromno telo.
And he started to make his demoniac sound.
I onda on počeo da proizvodi te svoje demonske zvuke.
When you hear an ass making his sound, that's already horrible enough. But if he is a demon, it's 10 times as horrible.
Znači već je samo po sebi to odvratno kada čujete magarca kako proizvodi svoje zvuke, ali kada je u pitanju magarac koji je demon, onda je to još 10 puta gore.
And he just, Dinokasura just ran towards Krishna Balaram and he thought Krishna is a little bit mysterious. So he attacked Krishna, he attacked Balaram by showing him his behind and kicking him.
I onda kada je Dinokasura napredovao ka njima, onda je pogledao Krišnu i mislio, ma Krišna je malo misteriozan. Onda je jednostavno napao Balarama tako što mu je pokazao svoju zadnjicu i što ga je nogama udario.
Now this is not the etiquette how you deal with the supreme personality of Godhead.
A to baš nije po etiketi kako se odnosite prema svevišnjem božanskoj ličnosti.
With his hooves, he just, one hoof was enough to finish all of America.
I onda svojim kopitima...
I hope it's not a political statement here.
I onda svojim kopitima koje su bile tako snažne da samo to jedno kopito moglo je da smrvi čitavu Ameriku.
Oh, Germany.
Ili Nemačku.
Yes. This is a mystical demon hoof.
To je znači mistično demonsko kopito.
So he just kicked into Balaram's chest.
I onda je on udario Balarama u grudi.
Balaram looked at him.
Balaram ga je pogledao.
And waited for him to kick him a second time.
I onda je čekao na njega da ga još jednom udari.
Then he grabbed the hind leg of Dhenukasura.
I onda je on uhvatio zadnje noge Dhenukasura.
Dhenukasura was kicking very wildly.
A Dhenukasura on je udarao jako divno.
And he just began to throw him like this.
I onda je Balaram ga je uhvatio i počeo ovako da ga vrti oko sebe.
Faster and faster and faster and faster until
brže.
The demon got nauseous and then the life force just left him.
Vrteo ga je toliko, sve brže i brže i brže, dok Dhenukasura nije počelo je da mu bude muka i onda ga je samo jednostavno napustio.
And then very elegantly Balaram threw him in the highest palm tree, which cracked down, fell on top of another palm tree, which then fell on top of another palm tree, and soon the whole trees were down.
I onda ga je Balaram jako elegantno bacio na najviše palmino drvo, i onda to palmino drvo se slomilo, palo na drugo palmino drvo, ovo je palo na treće, i tako se nastavilo sve dok svo palmino drveće nije bilo dole na zemlji.
And then his friends, the other donkeys, attacked, but Balaram and Krishna also threw them all into the trees, which then began to look as if there were clouds. The bodies of the demons looked like clouds floating in the air.
I onda su došli svi ovi ostali drugari Dhenukasura, Krišna i Balaram su jednostavno i njih pobacali na drveće i onda ta ogromna demonska tela su izgledala poput oblaka koji su plovili nebom.
There was blood all over.
I bilo je krvi svuda.
But it looked very nice, the red color like the sunset.
Ali izgledalo je jako prelepo, ta crvena boja, poput zalaska sunca.
You must know everyone and everything and every situation which comes in contact with Krishna just looks beautiful.
I morate da znate da svako i sve što dođe u kontakt sa Krišnom izgleda jako prelepo.
Even the dead demons looked so wonderful.
Čak su i ti mrtvi demoni izgledali prelepo.
Krishna had transformed them by his magical touch in Balaram.
I Krishna ih je jednostavno transformisao tim svojim magičnim dodirom.
So we hear that this pastime represents something which we must be very careful about in devotional service.
I mi onda čujemo da ova zabava predstavlja nešto u vezi sa čim moramo biti jako oprezni kao bhakti.
Dhenukasura represents stula buddhi, that is gross material intelligence.
I Dhenukasura, on predstavlja tu grubu materijalnu inteligenciju.
No spiritual intuition.
Koja nema duhovnu intuiciju.
No understanding of the difference of body and soul.
Koje nema razumevanje o razlici koje postoji između duše i tela.
No understanding that I'm an eternal soul and I'm part of Krishna who has an eternal spiritual body.
Koje nema razumevanje, ja sam duhovna duša, ja sam deo Krišne, koji je, I'm a part and parcel of Krishna.
I'm part of Krishna, no understanding of
Krishna. Nema to razumevanje.
It's gross material understanding.
To je grubo materijalno shvatanje.
Gross material intellect.
To je grubi materijalni intelekt.
Which just keeps you away from any spiritual understanding. That's this donkey. Dhenukasura.
I koji, to je to materijalno shvatanje koje vas drži dalje od bilo kakvog duhovnog razumevanja i to je ono što ovaj magarac predstavlja.
I would like to give you an example.
želeo bih da vam dam primjer.
Once we cultivated mafia Jenny of Belgrade.
Jednom smo mi propovedali mafijašima u Beogradu.
Mafia Jenny, or maybe her name was Slavica, was the daughter of one big mafioso in Belgrade.
Znači, radi se u stvari o ženi mafijaša i mislimo da se zvala Slavica i bila je u Beogradu, tamo je živjela.
So, finally, after piling tons of prasadam into Mafia Jenny's digestive system, we felt she was ready to come to a program.
I nakon što smo stavili hrpe i hrpe prasadama u njen stomak, onda smo mislili, aha, sad je ona spremna da dođe na program.
So Mafia Jenny came to the program.
I ta žena mafijaša, ona je došla na program.
And after, but her intellect was still governed by Denu Kasura.
Ja, međutim, njen intelekt je još uvek bio pod vladom Denu Kasure.
Her comment after the program was, oh, these men on the stage must all have been homosexuals.
I njen komentar nakon programa je bio, oh, ovi svi ljudi na sceni, oni mora da su homoseksualci.
Why did Mafia Jenny think like this?
I zašto je ta žena mafijaša tako mislila?
Well, there was only one woman on the stage.
Zato što je bila samo jedna žena na sceni.
And when the men did kirtan, when the devotees did kirtan, they sometimes smiled happily to each other and shouted, Haribol!
I onda kada su bhakte imali kirtan, oni bi ponekad gledali jedne u druge i rekli bi Haribol.
So Mafia Jenny was trying her best to analyze the scene.
I onda ta žena mafijaša, ona je dala sve od sebe kako bi mogla da analizira tu scenu.
But because her intellect was ruled by gross material intelligence, she could only understand it like this.
Ali pošto je njen intelekt bio pod upravom tog te grube materijalne inteligencije, ona je to mogla da razume samo na taj način.
We may laugh about this.
I mi se možda smejemo tome.
But let us not laugh too loud because Denu Kasura is also in our mind.
Ali nemojmo se smejati baš preglasno jer se Denu Kasura nalazi u našem umu.
These are very, very strong anatas.
I to su jako, jako snažne anarte.
Only by the help of devotees can you get free of this material vision.
I samo uz pomoć bhakta možete se osloboditi te materijalne perspektive.
The balkanetska vision.
Te balkanske perspektive.
Yeah, balkanske perspektive. Ooh, it's Denu Kasura's perspektive.
I to je Denu Kasura perspektiva.
Denu Kasura couldn't eat the fruits because he was a donkey.
Znači, Denu Kasura, on sam nije mogao da jede voće jer je bio magarac.
And he wanted to make sure that no one else eats the sweet fruits.
I on je bio, želeo je da bude siguran da niko neće drugi jesti to slatko voće.
This is what material intelligence does.
I to je ono što materijalna inteligencija radi.
Material intelligence cannot enter the realm of Krishna consciousness.
Materijalna inteligencija ne može dospeti u stvarno svesnosti Krišne.
There's a sign before Krishna Loka, no donkeys here.
I postoji natpis ispred Krišna Loke koji kaže zabranjeno za magarce.
Yes, zabranski za magarac. Material intelligence cannot see.
Materijalna inteligencija to ne može da vidi.
Material eyes cannot see.
Materijalne oči to ne mogu da vide.
Material speech cannot describe.
Materijalni govor ne može da opiše.
Only by the mercy of Balaram.
I samo uz milost Balarama
you can come there.
Možete da dođete tamo.
Who Balaram is in charge of what is called Guru Tatva.
A Balaram je zadužen za ono što se naziva Guru Tatva.
You know, there is something like the individual guru.
Znate, postoji nešto kao individua guru.
Like Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, or in modern times, disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Znači, postoje osobe kao što su Šila Praupad, kao Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, kao Vishvana Chakravati Thakur ili u ovo moderno vreme učenici Šila Praupada.
There are individual personalities called Vyasti Gurus.
I to su pojedinačne osobe koje nazivamo Vyasti Guru.
But there is also the guruness or sum total, and that is Balaram, the brother of Krishna.
Ali postoji taj princip gurua i njime vlada Balaram ili Krishna.
We call this the guru tattva.
I mi taj princip nazivamo guru tattva.
Which becomes active in an individual.
Koji postaje aktivan u pojedinačnoj osobi.
This can also happen, by the way, in all of us, our lives.
I inače to može da se desi u bilo kom od naših od vaših života.
When you preach to a conditioned soul, it might happen that you become empowered by this tattva, this energy.
Kada propovedate uslovljenim dušama, ono što se može desiti jeste da postanete dodirnuti tom tatvom, tom energijom.
I think some of us have made the experience.
I mislim da neki od nas, oni su napravili to iskustvo.
That while speaking about Krishna consciousness to an audience or to an individual, we felt all of a sudden a type of empowerment which made us understand and even say things which we had not understood and said before.
Znači, kada smo bili u toj situaciji da propovedamo, onda smo bili dodirnuti tom energijom i rekli smo ili razumeli smo stvari koje ranije nismo mogli da razumemo.
So this is not your intelligence which is working now.
Tako da tu u pitanju nije vaša inteligencija koja funkcioniše.
Or in the case of a guru, it is not his intelligence which works.
Ili u slučaju gurua, nije njegova inteligencija ta koja funkcioniše.
It's divine.
To je božanska inteligencija.
A divine strength which can take care of Denukasura.
I to je božanska snaga koja se može pobrinuti za Denukasuru.
That is this gross material knowledge which keeps us within our mental prisons.
I to je to grubo materijalno znanje koje nas drži u našim materijalnim zatvorima.
Our intellect, our mind must become touched with this divine strength in order to understand and feel close to Krishna.
I naš intelekt ili um, on mora biti dotaknut tom božanskom energijom kako bi mogao da razume i da shvati Krišnu.
I want to invite all of you to get the divine touch in your life.
I želim da pozovem sve vas da dobijete taj božanski dodir u svojim životima.
Without this divine touch we are just dull, clean clay.
Bez tog božijeg dodira mi smo poput mrtve gline.
But with this divine touch, wonderful things can come out of our intelligence. Cups, just like clay, which can take beautiful forms when touched by the expert potter master.
Ali naša, možemo postati, možemo se izroditi predivne stvari iz te gline uz pomoć tog Božijeg dodira, upravo kao što se od gline mogu stvoriti predivne stvari poput šolja, ali tim dodirom stručnjaka koji može da napravi grnčara.
May the divine touch of the divine potter touch our glean-like souls.
I neka Božiji dodir tog Božijeg božanskog grnčara dodirne naše duše koje su poput gline.
Glean means clay. Clay, huh? And may our hearts be formed.
I neka naše duše budu oformljene.
May the beautiful nectar of Krishna consciousness come into this container of our heart.
I neka taj predivni okean nektara svesnosti Krišne dođe u te naše oformljeno srce.
And by this divine touch in our heart of the nectar of Krishna consciousness, may we become truly alive on the spiritual platform.
I neka tim Božijim dodirem u svesnosti Krišne postanemo oživljeni u našim duhovnim životima.
Prabhupada, encourage his disciples very often that they should read the divine texts to be touched in their hearts.
I Prabhupad je jako često inspirisao svoje učenike da čitaju svete spise kako bi postali dodirnuti od strane Boga.
We need to hear the divine words to be awakened from our Maya sleeps and dreams.
Trebamo čitati Božje reči kako bismo bili probuđeni iz tih naših Maya snova.
We are all on a journey.
Mi smo svi na putovanju.
And we so much hope that you will all stay on the journey.
I mi se jako puno nadamo da ćete svi vi ostati na tom putovanju.
So that we will stand before the doors of the kingdom of God and we will say, that was a good struggle.
Tako da ćemo jednog dana stojati pred vratima Božjeg carstva i reći ćemo, oh, bila je ovo dobra borba.
We don't want to lose any one of you to Maya's kingdom.
I ne želimo da izgubimo ni jednog od vas u ovom carstvu Maje.
We have already lost enough people.
Već smo dovoljno ljudi izgubili.
We need to get this Denukasura out of our heart and out of our brain and out of our ears and out of our eyes and out of our nose and out of our everything.
Znači, nama je jednostavno potrebno da uklonimo tog Denukasuru iz naših srca, iz našeg mozga, iz naših očiju, iz naših ušiju, iz našeg nosa, iz našeg svega.
He is an unattractive donkey, this materialistic knowledge.
I to materijalno znanje, to je jedan neprivlačni magarac.
Imagine a wonderful artist, a singer.
I zamislite sad jednog predivnog umetnika, pevača.
Who is a good singer?
Ko je dobar pevač?
Lokanath Maharaj. And he sings with his wonderful voice to a band, to a group of donkeys. Jananda Yashoda Dula.
I onda zamislite Lokanath Maharaja kako peva svojim predivnim glasom jednoj grupi magarac.
What will the magarac say?
I šta će magarci reći?
That's all.
To je sve.
Lokanath Maharaj will not feel encouraged to sing more to these magarace.
Onda Lokanath Maharaj neće baš biti inspirisan da peva i dalje tim magarcima.
No, but he is very merciful, he will sing more. Yeah.
Ali pošto je jako milostiv, on bi i dalje pevao.
Let this never happen.
I neka se to nikada ne dogodi.
That our response to Krishna consciousness is the donkey response.
Da je naš odgovor na Krišni taj zvuk magarca.
No, let this message enter into the cup of our heart and stay there.
Neka ova poruka, neka ona dođe u tu posudu našeg srca i neka tu ostane.
So I've finished what I wanted to say.
Ja sam sad završio sa onim što sam želeo da kažem.
Please forgive me.
Molim vas, oprostite mi.
Sometimes I'm preaching a little strong, I know.
I ponekad ja onako jako snažno propovedam.
I just want to make all of us think very deeply.
Ja jednostavno želim da svi mi duboko razmislimo.
I know that each one of you is practically a self-realized soul. There's no doubt in my mind.
Ja znam da je praktično svako od vas gotovo samospoznata duša, nema nikakve sumnje.
There's another point. I know that those of us who are not yet self-realized, Krishna loves them very much.
A postoji jedna druga poenta, znam i oni od nas koji nisu samospoznati, Krishna nas sve jako voli.
We have to be very careful when dealing with devotees.
I moramo biti jako pažljivi kada u odnosu sa baktama.
Krishna is grateful for any little service which is rendered.
Krishna je jako zahvalan za bilo kakvu malu službu koju napravimo.
And he will never forget.
I on to nikad neće zaboraviti.
Even a small thing.
Čak i neku jako malu stvar.
So I want to encourage all of you to make best use of this day.
I sada želim da vas sve ohrabrim da na najbolji mogući način iskoristite ovaj dan.
Let me just summarize my lecture in two sentences.
Sad bih želeo da napravim jedan sažetak svoje lekcije u dve rečenice.
While performing the effort of our sadhana, it's important to think of our sadhya, this is the goal.
Dok činimo nekakve napore u našoj sadhani, potrebno je da razmišljamo o našem cilju, o sadji.
And it is important by to destroy with the mercy of Balaram or the Guru Tattva obstacles in our mind called material intelligence.
I potrebno je da uz milost Balarama, odnosno Guru Tatve, da uništimo prepreke koje se nalaze u našem umu od tog materijalnog znanja.
I will not be able to take questions now because it's a little late already and we should all be ready for the seminar of Bir Krishna Maharaj who starts at 11 o'clock also and we should all take our prasadam now.
I nećemo sada biti u stanju da uzmemo bilo kakva pitanja zato što treba da se spremimo već za seminar Bir Krishna Maharaja koji počinje u 11, a pre toga treba uzeti prasadam.
Before you all go, please stay. I think Madhva Muni will give us an orientation through the day. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Sisi Gaura Nitai ki
jai,
Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.